News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Secretary of State John Kerry is vowing the U.S. will fulfill its global commitments despite the partial shutdown of the federal government. While in Indonesia, Kerry noted the shutdown is, quote, a momentary episode. He's standing in for the president who canceled a tour of Asia, including a meeting of Asia-Pacific leaders on Bali due to the congressional stalemate. People are surveying the damage after a series of tornadoes swept through the Midwest. Mile-wide tornadoes were spotted in western Iowa's Woodbury County yesterday. A twister injured more than a dozen people in the town of Wayne, Nebraska, as it destroyed buildings and caused gas leaks. Another tornado was about a mile wide as it tore across the countryside near the town of Sloan, South Dakota. Meanwhile, the storm system that is giving us all of this rain here in Wisconsin gave South Dakota 33 inches of snow in the Black Hills. A mudslide closed part of Highway 61 near Winona, Minnesota, not far from the Badger State border. There were a number of power outages in the state of Wisconsin, including in the Waupaca and Green Bay areas. Also, a concern over legal issues has prompted the Wausau School District to place limits on holiday music. The Wausau Daily Herald is reporting the Wausau West Master Singers have temporarily disbanded, and the Wausau Elementary Schools will no longer have holiday concerts following a directive issued by the district after a meeting with the school's attorney, Frank Sutherland. It's unclear if this action was taken because of a complaint or legal action against the district. District Administrator Dr. Kathleen Williams was unavailable for comment. There's still no word on where an escaped prisoner from northern Wisconsin might be. Authorities say 54-year-old Todd Brecht ran off from a work detail on Tuesday in the St. Germain Golf Course near Woodruff. Bayfield County officials say he apparently drove to Bayfield on a stolen golf cart and was apparently planning to escape to Canada. Brecht was an inmate at the minimum security McNaughton Correctional Center near Tomahawk. He'd been there since August of 2010. Brecht, who's from Owen, was sentenced to life for killing his brother-in-law, Buffalo County DA Roger Hartman, back in 1985. Four people are under federal indictment accused of defrauding a subprime mortgage pool of $9.25 million. They're accused of fraudulently transferring troubled mortgages to the now defunct Central States Mortgage Company of Suburban Milwaukee. That's where they allegedly siphoned the money. Three of the defendants used to work at Central States. Its founder, 66-year-old Richard Jungen, is charged with three counts of fraud, along with his ex-wife Elaine Yeager and former chief financial officer Jerome Potenight. Meanwhile, the federal government has shut down, has closed a number of Wisconsin recreation areas, and now a restaurant in the Shawamigan Nicolay National Forest is feeling the pinch. The Mondo Dam Lodge is on forest property north of Medford, where Steve Kalman has served pizza for over a decade. He says that all of his boat rentals have been canceled after the forest officially closed on Tuesday, and he's been told by the U.S. Forest Service that he'll soon get an order from Washington to close within 7 days. Kalman says it comes at a horrible time for his business, as more hunters normally visit the forest and frequent his business. He said he was offered a 5-year extension to keep his restaurant going at the forest, but he can't finalize it with the government until after the shutdown ends. Also, the federal government will pick up nearly all of the tab for the Leo-Frigo Bridge project in Green Bay. The DOT announced yesterday that the Federal Highway Administration decided that the problem qualifies for emergency funding. It will cover 100% of any emergency repairs and 90% of any permanent fixes over the first 180 days. That time period dates back to September 25th, when a pier sank about 2 feet into the ground. After that time is up, the federal government will still cover 90% of the costs. DOT spokesman Kim Rudak says the money is great, but crews will take their time to do the job right.
I don't want people to think that we're setting 180 days as our guide, as a date where we have to have the bridge fixed and open. We're going to do this job right. We're going to do it safely, and clearly we're trying to expedite things. The funding is good, but it doesn't really change our game plan, how we're doing things.
And Governor Walker is holding to his line on the contentious raw milk issue. We get more on that from Bob Hague.
Ever since a bill that would allow on-farm sales of unpasteurized milk was unveiled, the governor has been consistent in his concerns.
I want to make certain that any discussion we have about an issue like this starts with a focus on what do we need to do to make sure that one of our most valuable assets, being America's dairyland, is protected.
Walker's been asked repeatedly whether he'd sign or veto a bill should it pass the legislature. He says he'll need to be convinced the industry won't be harmed.
Not only for the public as a whole, but particularly for our children, that any change that we made could continue to protect the safety of all of our kids here and anywhere we sell milk across the country, around the world.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Wisconsin's latest $1 million lottery winner cashed in her ticket yesterday. Paula Steffes of Kaukauna won the second prize in the September 4th Powerball drawing. Steffes says she hung on to the ticket for a month so she could make decisions on managing the money. She received $672,500 after taxes. She picked her own numbers and did not let the computer do it, and she matched all five regular numbers but not the Powerball. She bought her ticket at Crooks Express in Kaukauna. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.